This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Tom, there's been this big social media thing. You're not on social media that much, so I don't know if you've seen it.
I tried to stay away from it. It's bad. It's bad for your psyche. But tell me, what do you see on social media? Come on.
So there's this whole Facebook event, and it's about raiding Area 51. And I think it's titled, Raiding Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us.
Do they realise that Area 51 is an underground bunker controlled by, you know, the army? I don't think you're going to be able to raid it with some sticks and some toilet paper.
They do realise this, but they just thought, you know, sheer numbers. It was also meant to just be a joke at first, right? But then 1.5 million people have clicked attending on the Facebook group. Now, it's an event. It's
and
a
you
joke.
Have as well, I bet you. Have you clicked that you're attending?
I've clicked the interested button.
You can't help yourself. You're so scared to being left out.
I have fear of missing out, okay?
FOMO, isn't that what they call it?
Yes, it
FOMO.
Is.
FOMO.
Sue me. Now, 1.5 million people have clicked going. The odds of a fifth of that actually people are turning up would baffle me.
It doesn't matter if it's 2 million, you ain't getting into Area 51.
The US Air Force believe it actually might happen, and they stated that they're ready to protect America and its assets.
So there's something in there.
We know there's something in there, don't we?
Definitely.
Well, Area 15, a shopping centre nearby, are planning on live streaming it, so you can watch it.
Area 15?
Yeah, it's like a little shopping centre. Little
oh, so they're trying
words.
To be trendy.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Okay. Yeah, but we shouldn't be worried about that. We have our own secret bases in this country that we should be worried about.
That's what I'm thinking, because we're missing out. I'm not going to fly all the way to the Nevada. Is it Nevada Desert? That's right.
Don't ask me. Yeah.
We should be flying to just around Alice Springs, 20 kilometres from Alice Springs, because what's there, Tom?
Pine Gap.
Pine Gap, Joint Defence Facility.
You didn't even know it was a real thing, did you?
Well, I didn't know until I researched this, because I wanted to be a part of it, but I'm not going to fly all the way to America. I don't have the funds.
It's a secret base. It's actually owned by America. That's their territory. We don't even know what they're doing in there.
Owned by the NSA. So that's like the spy people.
So we don't know. We shouldn't be allowed.
But apparently, look, this article I read, I don't know how much credibility this article has, but it says, contrary to some ideas, it has nothing to do with flying saucers, nor does it contain dozens of elaborate tunnels. That's what the government wants you to think, people. Wake up.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Yeah.
If they're writing this in an article, they're paid by the government. I am telling you, we need to be storming Pine Gap.
Well, be careful what you say, because they are spying us at the moment, and they're probably listening straight through your mobile. They'll be following little Mikey around.
Well, it's not hard to spy on us right now. We're being broadcast. Thousands. It employs 1,000 people there, Tom. I'm telling you, they're not hiding technology. They're hiding damn aliens.
Well, you don't know what they're doing. It's all their control. But, I mean, when the spaceship goes into the air, that's where we all do it from.
Yeah. What did you just say?
Don't we send rockets into space?
Yeah, we don't do it from Pine Gap.
No, but they watch it from Pine Gap.
Oh, do they really?
Correct. It's all done. Everything that's happening up there in the earth is happening. Watch from Pine Gap.
I reckon there's a lot more to Pine Gap than
meets
the eye.
Have you ever been to Alice Springs?
No, I don't plan to.
It's actually a lot of fun. It is a beautiful place in Australia. Guaranteed go. And go to Uluru. But don't climb that rock.
No.
Did you see them all trying to climb the rock?
I have. Yeah. You're taking my story in a different way, and I love it. I'm going to go to Pine Gap instead.
There's not even a sign to tell you where to get there. You won't know where it is. So unless you've been told, you'll be walking through the desert, you know, for days and days.
You don't know me, Tom.
I do know you, sweetheart, and I've seen you get lost in Myers. There's no way you're finding Pine Gap in Alice Springs, let me tell you that.
Tom, DJ Khaled, do you know him?
No, and I don't think I'm interested either.
Okay,
but that's
I'm happy
to listen. I know you're a DJ and you're into your little music scratching.
Well, DJ Khaled's kind of a weird one, because he doesn't produce his own music, nor does he DJ his own music, but he's called DJ Khaled, and he has song credits with songs like people like Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez. I don't understand how the man actually operates.
I thought you said credit and you said Justin Bieber. That ain't a credit. That's like a liability, isn't it? He's got a liability with Justin.
Khaled's a weird man.
Mm-hmm.
And I accidentally stumbled across him on Facebook. Like it was a little post about the old Khaled, right?
I know who he is.
Why did it take
so
long?
It was in the movie with the girls who sing at the college. bump, bump, and then she got hit. Go on. Anyway, I
feel like
her ears.
You think you just described a movie a lot better than you actually did.
There's these girls, and they're in college, and they sing where they don't use instruments, you know, when you harmonise.
Oh, yeah, like your Glee type vibe.
Correct. No,
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect, number two.
DJ Khaled was in it?
It was in number one, or like two or three.
Honestly, I just don't know how that man makes it. Anyway, I'm going way off topic here. Anywho, so he popped up. Recently, he released an album. Again, he doesn't produce music nor sing on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's not an artist at all, but he released an album called Father of Assad because he's the father of a kid called Assad. He also released, potentially more excitingly, an Instagram for his toddler, Assad.
So he made an Instagram...
For his toddler.
See, this is the impact of online propaganda, I am telling you. It's particularly terrifying in life when the triumph of technology comes over democracy. This is what's happening. Letting children have it. You know, look, we used to say Trump wouldn't have happened if Facebook manipulation didn't go on. Brexit wouldn't have happened without the online propaganda. This is people with money and too many resources are able to manipulate and swing voters through this. This is what this man's doing. He's manipulating. And what are you playing music over the top of me? That's
when? I didn't even get to the crux of my topic there.
Yeah, but you're saying this is making Instagram posts for children. This is terrible. Look, I'm starting to get worried. I'm telling you, this Zuckerberg is the new Murdoch of our lifetime. We thought Murdoch was bad. He has taken us down. No one should have that type of influences. One fix to stop this social media thing, and I'm going to say just pull the plug on the whole lot of it. Look at the pluses and minuses. The minuses way out.
What are the minuses? What do you mean? The positives?
We've got online bullying. Now this man's putting pictures of his son online. We know who his son is. I mean, they're children. They have a right to privacy. This is not happening. I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe we don't ban social media altogether, but you can't hide behind animosity or anonymity. Or I'm sure there was a place called anonymity, wasn't there, somewhere?
You know what I need to bring in for you, Tom?
What?
I need to bring for you a little rocking chair, a thistle and a cowboy hat so you can just sit there spouting your kooky stories every morning because you sound insane.
This is not kooky, I'm telling you. This Zuckerberg is the new Murdoch
Tom,
of our lifetime.
I'm telling you about a man called DJ Khaled that makes an Instagram for his child and you're going on about Rupert Murdoch. Did you not see the slippery slope of your brain?
Well, I'm just telling you that the perils of social media are out there and you're letting your children on it. Yeah, I tell you what, when I become Prime Minister, I'm removing the light of it. Social media's gone, boom, boom, except for Grindr. I mean, how else would I get out, you know?
you're insane. And I'm going to go to a song because you're scaring me, Tom.
Yesterday, I had a very long phone call with a mama DJ D.
Did you really?
Yes, and you know where this is going, young man, don't you?
I'm moving in with you.
We both strongly believe that it's time for you to get your life together. Look, you turn 21 and it's time you move out and meet a nicer girl, you know?
I want to meet a nice girl. It's like I'm not trying. It's just not coming my way.
But after talking with your mum, I believe I've got the perfect solution. You know, what is to say?
You know what? Wait, rewind, Tom. I've got a solution. You've got an Instagram with like 70,000 people. At least 10,000 of them have to be people my age that are girls. Mm. Why don't you book a post out and say, hey, I got a handsome friend, Michael.
Oh, no, sweetie, I put your post out to my social media friends, but it's usually warning, you know, danger, danger, amber alert. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But anyway, I was talking to your mum and I've told her and I said, look, I can kill this problem. You know, you got two problems. I can kill it with one stone. Or as your mum has said, she goes, kill the two of the birds with the one stone. You know, like, that's how she told me. Like, yeah, she goes, kill
exactly
the birds.
Yeah.
So look, I saw on realestate.com there are areas where single females in their 20s outnumber single males by 92,000.
Really?
So look, you've got to move out and find a girl. So we're just going to move you into an area where there's lots of singles.
I'm okay with that. Where's the single area?
Can you guess where it is?
You know, this actually sounds like a dodgy ad on those the nasty
website. Oh, no, this is real.
It's like, oh, singles in your area.
This is done from the statistics as well as realestate.com.
Oh,
Baldwin North has 92,000 more.
92,000?
Single females in her 20s.
No.
Yep, so that's what we're moving you to.
I didn't even know there was 92,000 single females in Australia.
I didn't even know there was even a suburb called Boonwin North, so we're all learning stuff
today.
It's
a very fancy area. I can't afford it.
Well, but there is other hand. I did say to Mama, I said, look, on the other hand, maybe he's looking for a sugar mama.
Oh, my God, I just realised something.
That you're looking for a sugar mama?
Well, I knew that.
Because if you're going to look for a sugar mama, Frankston North has the most single females in their 40s.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Glad you've done your research.
But I'm telling
for
you, sweetheart, got it, with a medium house price of only $485,000, I think Frankston might be the place for you.
I still make minimum wage.
That's why I've said I found a cheap house, minimal house prices of $485,000, and they're single 40-year-old women outnumber the men 2-1.
Woohoo! Will in you Frankston pay for North. Me?
Well, no.
Okay, then this is a no. Yep. I quickly realised something.
What?
You know my friend Aaron that is coming here, you called him a twink, he's gotten to his head and he's never let it down.
Was it good or bad?
Bad. Oh, yeah. He doesn't realize that he's skinny.
Oh, he thinks he's muscly.
I don't understand how.
That's really funny.
Anywho, I always wonder, how does Aaron get so many girls, right? He's lived in Baldwin North and then recently moved to Glen Waverley. Coincidence?
I think not. See, you should have come to me all that time. If that skinny little twink can get something, and I don't know how you're not, I mean, yeah.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.